On campus, tensions rise as killer of University of Idaho students remains at large. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 18, 2022. Tensions are rising as the killer of four University of Idaho students remains at large nearly a full week after the murders occurred. Breitbart News reported that the four students were stabbed to death on Sunday, and no suspects were in custody immediately thereafter. The four deceased students were identified as 20-year-old Ethan Chapin, 21-year-old Madison Mogan, 20-year-old Sean Akernadel, and 21-year-old Kaylee Gonsalves. On November 18, 2022, CNN noted that the lack of apprehension of any suspects has left students nervous and uneasy. Many parking lots at the school are empty as students use the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday as an opportunity to leave school early and get away from the area. Student Nathan Tino said, "Everybody kind of just went back home because they're scared. It's definitely uneasy on campus right now." Two other individuals were in the house Sunday when the murders occurred and they were unharmed. Idaho State Police Communications Director Aaron Snell talked to ABC's Kayna Whitworth about the two survivors, saying, "Potentially they are witnesses, potentially they are victims, potentially they're the key to this whole thing." 8 News now pointed out that the Moscow Police Department says the violent event was an isolated, targeted attack and there is no imminent threat to the community at large. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.